This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. And now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight, we are going to do something different. I received a message from a listener wanting to know more about me. So it inspired me to do tonight's show. I'm the host of this amazing show, and I always, until now, have interviewed my guests. But this time, we're going to do it differently. I am going to answer questions that one of my producers collected from listeners, friends, and past guests of the show. So I'm calling this show Style with Stevola, Flippin' the Michaela. This should be fun. I'm usually the interviewer, but not the interviewee. So I'm a little nervous. Got to be transparent here, but we'll get through this. So before we start, I want to thank everyone who sent in questions and thank you all for the love and support. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so let's see. First question. And I just want to disclaimer. Some people wanted to be anonymous. Some, you know, they're fine with me mentioning their name. But just, you know, just wanted to put it out there. But first question. Why did you decide to become a fashion designer? Wow. Okay, so that's a great question, but it's also a loaded question because there's a lot of, like, it's a story. So, I mean, first of all, my mother was super fabulous, fashionable, on a dime, to be honest, but really, really incredible with her fashions. I remember as a very young kid, I would go in her closet and I would just sit there and look at all of her fabulous things. I mean, she had incredible, incredible taste. I mean, there was so many different textures, so many different colors. She had all these different types of shoes. And I feel like the few things that stand out to me that were the most, like, amazing thing that wanted, you know, that just inspired me as a very young child. I mean, I was like very small, probably like 5 or 6. There was this dress that she had. It was kind of a very 60s mod shape. It was just a simple, like, sheath dress with no shape, very straight, but it was incredible. It had a cloud print on it. And it was just like the most amazing thing to me when I was a kid. I just loved it. It was like looking up into the sky. It was just like this simple shape, but it was just a great, great piece. There was another piece of clothing that I was absolutely in love with, which she had a jumpsuit that was silver lamé, and she wore it to a wedding. Now we're talking, this is probably late 70s, early 80s. Like, I mean, I'll never forget. I remember her walking down the hallway in it, and it was like this little strappy number. It was phenomenal. And I mean, I was so small, and I remember just my mouth dropping. I didn't know if that was even possible for kids when they see their parents dressed up. It was pretty amazing. So she was like one of my major inspirations. And then, you know, what we did as a family, you know, my mother was a single mother for a very long time, but, when she was with my father, then divorced him. But then after she divorced him, there was, we used to watch the Sonny and Cher show. And, you know, that was so incredible to me. It was just an amazing show. I was always just in awe, and just, it was one fun to watch because it was like a variety show, but the opening numbers that Cher did. Oh, and then once they split up, she had the Cher show, which was her own show, which was also, it was every Monday night. I think it was at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. We were able to stay up late so we could watch it as a family. And it was just amazing. And she was at the time collaborating with Bob Mackey. And I mean, and everything was a reveal. And she would start out singing a song and one thing, take something off. And it was this incredible other piece. And it was just, it was so amazing. So, I mean, that is truly what made me want to do fashion. I was just so obsessed about, you know, just clothing and how it can transform someone. And I mean, it's just, it was just like so artistic and so beautiful. So I hope I answered that one well. So let's see, let's move on to the next one. Okay, see your posts. What keeps you motivated to stay inspired by fashion? That's a good question. Well, I mean, I feel, for me, I feel like, you know, clothing is, it's a knight's suit of armor, right? When you're, if this, you know, I mean, again, this is my perspective. It's when I feel my worst or, you know, I'm feeling down, I get dressed up. And even if I'm at home or not doing, like going out or not doing anything, and right now is like the time where we're not doing much, it's just fun to dress up. You know, I have this one specific look that I love, and it's, you know, it just, it's kind of like an old school reference, but it's, I put on a smoking jacket. I don't smoke, but I put on a smoking jacket and I put on my, Gucci slides. And I just, I don't know, when I'm lounging around the house, I just feel really fabulous. And it's the smoking jacket, it's kind of like, you know, back in the day, it's like an old school reference, but it's like when, you know, it's basically a silk like robe, but it's like really well tailored and it's got like beautiful piping and it's got fringe on the, like the tie around the waist. Like it's pretty amazing. so I just, yeah, I just feel like, you know, it just makes me feel great when I have it on. So I just love to dress up, and it's also a really fun way. Just, you know, just take your mind off of things, like put on things in your closet that maybe you haven't worn. It, you could also laugh at yourself. Maybe you put things together you'd never put together. It just makes you laugh at yourself and you feel more confident. You know, the best way to change an attitude, I think. So next question, moving on. Let's see. What do you believe are the best fashion trends right now during COVID and social distancing? That's a really good question. Okay, so being a clothing designer, as far as trends, obviously the mask, and I think that we have to get really creative with the masks, but as far as trends, I just feel like clothing is like softening. I think that's a huge trend, and I use that word softening as, you know, just as a like a broad term, because like a tailored jacket that feels kind of, you know, that maybe appears like stiff, but if it's in like a really soft fabric, then it kind of drapes, because we're at home and we want to like reflect like being a little bit more comfortable and casual, but still being dressed up and fabulous, right? So so I think that, you know, it just softening the edges a little bit, and you know, just, how do I say this? Just, I think that's, I honestly think that that's kind of where we're headed. And that's a big trend for me, because that's how I'm dressing. I'm not wearing anything too tailored or too structured, because you want to be comfortable. We're at home a lot. For me, I still want to feel good and look fabulous. So, but we have to take a break. So please, stay tuned while I answer more questions from you, the listeners, friends, and from around the globe, and also my guests. We'll be right back after the break.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back to Style with Stevola. Today's show I'm calling Style with Stevola, Flipping the Mic. Allah. I am reading questions from listeners, friends, and past guests. So, you all out there can get to know me just a little bit better. I guess I think so far so good. Please let me know what you think of the show. I'm very interested. So let's move on to some other questions. So, all right, this question is from an anonymous person. Why a show about style, lifestyle for you? Why style with Stevola? Good question. I have to say, I feel like we all learn from each other, right? Let me start by saying that. There is style in everything. I mean, that's part of, you know, I say that a lot on the show because I think that's really, really important. My personal life, I grew up in a small town in California. I was always inspired by fashion. Like I had just in the last segment kind of shared about with my mother and Cher. I want to share my experience with what I've learned and what motivated me to become who I am. You know, I think that's, you know, I was given this platform and I'm so grateful, and that's really what it's all about. And also my guests, like for them to share what inspired them to become who they are and to share their path. I think that, you know, hearing other people's stories may inspire someone to do something different, achieve some goals, and have courage to take a risk. You know, like early in my career, I was probably like out of college 2.5 years. I was working in New York for Ralph Lauren Polo Jeans at the time as a associate designer. And I had this opportunity to move to Italy for a design role. And I did not know the language. I was terrified. But I went for it because, I mean, this was something that I really wanted to do. And to have the opportunity to move overseas and work for a company and get the experience, like it's just what I wanted to do. So, you know, it was actually, I mean, I was terrified, but it was the best thing that I could have ever done. And I mean, also this show has been an amazing platform. I mean, I am not a commentator, I guess, or a TV show or a radio show host, but I mean, I fell in love with the idea of doing something like this, as scary as it was. And it's been phenomenal. And the love and support has been phenomenal. And I think bottom line, you know, I really want to connect people and I want to continue to inspire people. I think that's most important. all right. Next question. What's next for Style with Stevola? Good questions. Oh my God, who's sending these in? Or amazing. That's really good. Okay, let me think. 1 second. All right. Okay. I guess I want to continue this path. Expand Style with Stevola on a platform, on a bigger platform. Reach more people. I want to continue to connect with people on all different levels, and expand to other visual media platforms. I think that's really what I want to do. What I want Style with Stevola to become, or what's next for Style with Stevola. Okay, so let's see. Ooh, this is loaded. There's a lot of questions. Who is Stevola? Fashion designer, visual artist, stylist, merchandiser, actor, personality. Whoa. Okay. That's okay. That might be like a whole segment. Hold on a second. We might have to go to another question, but I'm not going to forget this one because it is important, but it's a lot of questions in one. Okay. So besides designing women's fashion, have you designed lingerie accessories? Have you designed for men or home? I mean, my forte is women's fashion. My passion is designing women's fashion. And I feel like I've always been, you know, intrigued by women. I mean, all shapes and sizes, the beauty. And I love that the fact that there's, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but there's a lot of like maintenance. There's hair, there's makeup, there's nails, and I feel like there's so many options for women, which I think is so exciting. And I feel like women are really willing to, you know, express themselves through clothing and take risks, which I think is great. So I always felt like that was like really what I wanted to do, was design for women. But I have designed some lingerie. I've designed some accessories. I've done handbags, which is a lot of fun. And I learned a lot. But I just always just kind of like gravitated towards women's clothing in the industry. And I have designed some menswear. I've styled men, which, you know, I love fashion as far as like, and I love dressing myself up. But not every man dresses like me. So for men, I mean, it could be just as fun. It's just, it depends on how open the guy is that you're dressing. And then home, I've never really done home, but I, you know, love interiors. I love, you know, I do design windows and the interior of a local boutique here, Joan Shep, which I love doing because it's like any creative outlet, I'm there for it. So that's pretty much hopefully answers that question. So we'll move on to the next one. All right. So this is, here are a few questions sent in from Love These Ladies, the beautiful ladies of Bravado. The founders, Jennifer Rossi and Pamela Caruso. I had them on the show a couple times. They have an amazing company. It's an affordable concierge service for personal styling. Check them out. It's bravadophilly.com. Please check them out. They're amazing and they're so fabulous. So let's see. First question. What is your favorite quarantine look? I mean, I kind of already talked about it, but it's that robe, the silk robe that I love. And I put on my, you know, they're not really a slide. I said slides earlier, but they're kind of like a half loafer, kind of like a slipper. It looks like a slipper. I love that look. But I'm not sure if you're asking if it's mine or I'm just going to go with mine. It's my favorite quarantine look. Okay, so the next question is, let's see, how do you go about designing a window at the Joan Shep Boutique? Ooh, that's a good one. Well, I mean, at first I do my research, I get really inspired. I collaborate with Joan and Ellen. Joan is Joan Shep, and Ellen Shep is her daughter. I have had both of them on the show. They're amazing, inspiring women. We collaborate. I bring them the ideas. We collaborate and we come up with these amazing ideas. And then I go out and I collect all the things that I need. And yeah, and then, you know, I make it all happen. the last window, the one that's in the window, right into the main window currently, is, with everything that's going on and everyone's home, I was just inspired by, you know, it's hard being at home and it's hard, you know, just being with your family. No, well, yeah, it is hard every single day to be with the ones that you love, and 24/7, but you know, to kind of, you know, now that things are, you know, businesses are slowly opening, things are happening, you know, but to still be safe, just, you know, having a dinner party or something, you know, small at your home, where you can obviously social distance, but you can also be safe. So the window, it's like a dinner party. Like, we put a dining table in there. We have them having cocktails, and it's mannequins, and they're all fabulous, and, you know, and they're having a good time, but they all have masks on, so they're being safe. So it's just like the message that I wanted to put out there. That's kind of what inspired, you know, that the current window. We have got to take another break. So please, 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 please stay tuned, and we will be back with more questions that I will be answering in the next segment. Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stila on 1210 WPHD. I'm running solo tonight. If you're just tuning in, I'm answering questions sent in from you, the listeners, friends, and guests. So you out there get to know me just a little bit better. All right, so let's continue. Bring on the questions. All right, so this is a continuation of the beautiful ladies from Bravado. They're asking me, who is my personal style icon? And again, I have to, you know, I hope Cher's listening. but it's Cher, and she will always be. And I have to say, I don't always agree with her style choices. But what I love is that she's confident, and she, you know, tries new things. And she also has her own personal style that, you know, is hers and hers alone. And she doesn't like conform, which I think is pretty, pretty inspiring, pretty amazing. So yes, so it's Cher. Thank you, Cher. All right, so next, let's move on to the next question. Let's see. Okay. If you could wear one designer, I have to mention, this is a question from Jason Scarlatti, who's my BFF. He's also been on the show. He's the vice president of men's underwear at Calvin Klein. So just so you know. So if you could wear one designer for a year, who would it be? Not Calvin Klein. No, just kidding. I would have to say it would be, right, I mean, for a year, Dries Van Noten. I mean, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the silhouettes. I'm obsessed with the fabrications. And there's the thing, what I love about his he designs for men and women, if you're not familiar with the designer, but check him out. It's really, really beautiful. It's pricey, but it's really beautiful. I mean, there's a range of fabrications, a range of textures. It's, you know, from t-shirts and sweatshirts to like hand beading and all these incredible like jacquards that are Lurex. I mean, he is by far, you know, for a while now has been my number one designer. So that's who it would be. This just came in, but I'm going to go back to Jason's questions, but there's one here. Okay, hold on. I checked out your Instagram. You're very handsome. Oh my God, that's so sweet. With all the filters available, do you really look like that? I'm not sure how to answer that, but I mean, I guess it's a valid question, right? Because there's so many things that you can like make yourself look more like fabulous, I guess. First of all, no filters. Maybe here and again, but just like a filter that kind of like blends your skin a little bit if I'm having like a bad day. But I mean, I don't know how to use all those other filters. But yes, I do really look like that. And thank you for the question. Oh my God, I don't know if this is from the same person, but then there's one that came in. It says, you have perfect teeth. Are they real? Oh my God, terrible. But hey, these are questions, so I'm going to answer it. And it's funny. My top teeth are not real. They are veneers. And I'll tell you a little story why they're veneers. So when I was in high school, it was like a senior grad night, I think they called it, or something, where they had a night where you could everyone stayed in the gymnasium or whatever, where the basketball court, it was all like covered, and it was a sleepover for all the seniors, and we were all getting ready. And I'm not sure if it was legal or not legal, but at the time we could all jump in the back of a truck and drive there together. But remember, I'm from a small town. So I don't know if it was illegal or legal, but anyway, so I went to get in the back of the truck and the driver punched it and he took off, and I wasn't in the back yet, and I slipped off the bumper. I hit the pavement and I broke all of my real teeth. like half of them were, like I had half teeth, like instantly I was toothless. So it was very traumatizing, and it was, yeah, very, very crazy. And it took a lot of work to get them to look like this. But yes, they are not real. But yeah, so anyway, so when you send questions, I'm going to give you the truth. All right, so now we're going to go back to Jason Scarlatti's question. Okay, so let's see. He sent, if you could be on air cooking on an on-air cooking segment with a living celebrity, who would it be and what would you cook? Okay. Well, okay, I hope Cher, I hope you're listening, but it would be Cher. And let's see, what would we cook? That's tough. I mean, it would definitely be Cher, but I think that if we were going to cook together, it would be a co-Cher roast. No, I don't know. I can't answer. I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't know what we'd cook. I love to cook, but I don't know what we'd cook. Yeah. Anyway, so thank you, Jason. Let's move on to another question. Let's see. What? Oh, this is also from Jason. Thank you for being or sending all these questions in. Oh my God. What would you want to wear that you don't think you could pull off? And would you ever brave it and try it? Okay. I could never wear a lace catsuit. And if any of you know what those are, if you don't know what those are, or they are, that a catsuit is, it's like an all-in-one, very fitted, like bodysuit type thing. Never, ever. And would you ever brave it and try it? No way. Never, never, never. Okay. And then, okay, so let's move on. Let's see. If you could go to Studio 54 for one night in the late 70s, what would you wear and who would you hang out with? Oh my God, this is from Jason. Jason, Cher and Liza are both busy at night. Okay. All right, so wait, we have to take another break, but please stay tuned for more questions answered. Style with Stevola, flipping the mic after the break. Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola on WPHT 1210. And I am your host, Stevola. Okay, we are in our last segment of the Q&A, where I'm reading questions from you, the listeners, friends from around the globe, and some of my past guests. I hope you feel you know me a little bit better. I think it's been okay. It's been going well. This has been so much fun, and I want to do it again. So please, if you have any questions for me, please reach out. You can DM me on social media. The best place is Instagram. You can find me and follow me, if you like, at Stevola is one of the my pages, or Style with Stevola is the other. So check it out. And please ask me anything. And the next time we do this, your question may be asked on the show. Also, if you want to remain anonymous, please write that in your message, and we will be sure not to mention your name. Just wanted to put that out there. All right, so we left off, and the last question that I read was, if you could go to Studio 54 for one night in the late 70s, what would you wear, and who would you hang out with? Cher and Liza are both busy that night. And that's from Jason Scarlatti. Thanks, Jason. But let's see. Okay, so, Cher and Liza are busy. I wish that was a case of like, hey, you wanna go out? And they're like, no, we're busy. But anyway, let's see. So what would I wear? I would probably wear, and I probably couldn't find it anywhere, so I'd probably have to make it for myself, but I would have to reference all the way back to what we were talking about, how I was inspired by my mother and she had that silver LeMay jumpsuit, that I would probably want to make myself like a silver LeMay tuxedo, which I think would be amazing. I'd be like a human, like fabulous, like disco ball. That's what I would wear. And then I wish I just had like this, like, I mean, my hair is like straight, but I wish I had like this really fabulous, huge, like over the top afro, which I would think would be phenomenal. I wish I had curly hair. It's so funny because people always, you know, they're like, you want what you don't have. I have straight hair. I want curly hair. Anyway, and then who would I hang out with? Wow. Let's see. I probably really want to hang out with Andy Warhol. I mean, I love it. I love his artwork. I've seen documentaries. I've seen movies, you know, based on, you know, his path. And I mean, I just would want to get in his head and ask him questions and or just see how he is, like, day to day. Like, I mean, just, yeah, I think that would be really, really interesting because what I've read and what I've seen, just it seems so interesting. So yeah, that's who I'd want to hang out with. And obviously his entourage. And I think, and I'd like to add to that, because I just watched a documentary about Divine. That would be someone else who I would absolutely want to hang out with just to understand what's going on up there. Okay, so here's a couple more questions. Okay, this is funny. Which golden girl are you? Oh my God, Dorothy, because I'm a big man. No, I don't know. That's a really, that's a hard one. That's a difficult question. Because I used to watch it a lot, like when I was younger, but I don't know. I'm not sure. It's kind of an answer to a weak answer. Maybe I should say that I'm a little bit of all of them. Okay. These are kind of silly, so bear with me. These are funny. If you were forced by law to get a face tattoo, what would you choose? Forced. Okay, if I was forced, a face tattoo. Maybe I'll get like big old crazy eyebrows and scare people. No, I don't know. that would be a little crazy. No, honestly, though, if I was to get a face tattoo, oh, I don't know. I would I would just get a tattoo that says your makeup is terrible on my forehead. I don't know. That's funny. And then, let's see, what article of clothing, oh, this isn't as silly, but what article of clothing will you own and wear forever? What article of clothing? Obviously, I would probably wear underwear forever. But, okay, so will you own? I have a coat in my closet that is like one of my favorites. It's a beautiful coat. It's a cashmere Versace coat that I bought on like super duper duper sale. And it's a soft, like beautiful pink color. And the fit is unreal. And it's so soft. And I mean, it's just perfect. I think that I will own that and I will keep it in my closet. I will never, ever, ever get rid of it. It's just like, it's my favorite piece always, every season. I mean, it's timeless. It's a classic shape, but the fact that it's like a soft pink is like everything. I love it. Okay. And then, all right, so let's move on. So thank you for pulling it off. Oh, I already read that one. Oh, sorry, we're going backwards. So let's see. Let's move on. What toy did you, or what? Which toy did you want, and you didn't have as a kid? Well, it's probably, I would have to say, it's like every single toy that my sister got and that I did not get. Like, I was so jealous. Like, I think the biggest thing, well, I actually kind of took it over, but I was most upset. It's so funny. I was probably like 6 or 7 years old. My sister got a sewing machine, like a full-on amazing sewing machine. And I was so upset. Obviously my parents didn't know that, but I was just like so bummed. But she never used it and it just sat out on a table. So eventually, it's a funny story. I started, you know, my sister had all the Barbies that I wanted and I would like, you know, I would do their hair and I would, so I started actually sewing like clothes out from the sewing machine for Barbie. But here's the catch, out of our bed sheets. So when my mother found out, I got in huge trouble. I got grounded. But I was desperate to continue to make clothes for Barbie. So I actually, this is a true story. I would take paper towels and try and sew, which some of them were successful, some of them were not. I would actually sew clothes for Barbie out of paper towels and toilet paper. Toilet paper was a little too soft, but I did it. I made it work. But I taught myself. I mean, this is like, I mean, 6 or 7, I think. Yeah, there's a picture of me. I should post it, but there's a picture of me. I'm sitting in just a little white t-shirt and I have a bowl cut, not cute, but bowl cut at the time it was cute, sitting in front of the sewing machine, literally like sewing what I could to make clothes for my sister's Barbies. Like, I mean, I've been obsessed, I think, just my whole life with just clothing for myself, clothing for women. I mean, I just love designing. So, I mean, pretty crazy, right? But okay, so I think we have time for one more question. Let's see. So the last question is, okay, I'm just going to, it's right in front of me. So which Sex and the City character are you? I don't want to give the same answer as the Golden Girls because that's not fair because you're trying to get to know me. But I would say I'm Carrie. I'm obsessed with fashion. I'd spend my money on, I was responsible but I would still spend my money on fashion and not save it, which is bad. But, you know, not recommending it, but, you know, I just was obsessed. So I would do that. But so, yeah, I'd have to say, you know, that I'm Carrie. And, you know, relationship-wise, it took me a little while to find love of my life. But when I did, it's been forever. It's been pretty amazing. So we have to wrap. But I want to thank everyone for sending in their questions. I feel like so pumped that I got through that. I was a bit nervous. I'm sure you guys could tell. But, you know, thank you for bearing with me. But it, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect. I had great fun. I hope you did too. We have some amazing guests coming through with, you know, the future shows. I'm really, really excited. So remember, same time, same place. And thank you again for listening. And most importantly, please take care of yourselves and each other. Peace. I did it. Now I'm going to have a cocktail.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.